Mickey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on, Mickey. I know that you are battling through a little bit of illness there. We'll hope you're feeling better today.
I'm feeling some better. Yeah, I'm on the mend.
All right, well, thanks for coming on the program. Recently, the township, in the last election, voted for by Williamstown Township residents. They wanted to pay a little bit extra to have police road patrols. As of January 1, the current patrols from the Ingham County sheriffs are going to end. Your township was the only one of, I believe, 12 or 13 communities that voted to pay a little bit extra so that they could have police protection, and you folks have made a decision. I wanted you to talk about that.
Thank you. Yes, we were the only one out of the 13, which, you know, was surprising to me. I wish that there would have been more. And we sent out RFPs for proposals for police services to Meridian, the Ingham County Sheriff, Mason, Williamston City, and two individuals. And we received proposals back from everyone except for the city, who declined to make a proposal, City of Williamston. And in the process, the board set up a committee to review the proposals and recommend to the board. And they recommended to start negotiations, contract negotiations with Meridian Township.
Well, it's interesting Williamston didn't want to be involved because they're right next door.
It's true. It is. It's interesting. They have a very small force. That it just didn't seem to be feasible for them. It seemed like it would have been a good fit, but it just didn't.
All right. Now, tell us about the negotiations between Meridian Township. Obviously, they have a good police force, and they're right next door, too. What made you choose them out of all the other bids you received?
Well, one of the main reasons was their proximity. I mean, they are on our border all the way from the north to the south. And so they're already right there patrolling up and down Meridian Road and up on Green Road where the township meets. And so we have a good relationship with Meridian. We work back and forth with their planning commission. I have a very good relationship with their supervisor, Susan McGillicuddy. And our boards get together once a year to have a joint meeting. And so their proximity was great. Their prices were very competitive, and actually they were the lowest cost for the service, and they have an active neighborhood watch program that we wanted. And when we get a call for a 911, they're going to be close. With the others, it was especially out of Mason, you know, I mean, it would have been, you know, 20 minutes before someone could get to the top of the township. And if it was for the Ingham County Sheriff, we never know. They may be down in Onondaga.
Now, in talking about Williamstown Township, how many residents reside there?
We have a little over 5,000.
And then, if you can, give us a border of your township.
A border?
Yeah, the streets.
Okay, Meridian Road, you take Meridian Road as our western border, and that goes from almost Jolly Road south up to... obviously, it goes up through Hazlitt Road, at Hazlitt Road, and then, but if you take Meridian Green Road out, we border up there off of Shoesmith in Berry Road. And then you have, on the north, we border just a little bit north of Berry Road, and that is Milton Road. And then after that is Shiawassee County, so we're in a different county. And then on the west, we border pretty much on Shaftsburg Road all the way down between Locke, Leroy, and then the city is kind of sitting right in the middle.
And how much is the service from the Meridian Township Police going to cost per year?
Well, right now we're negotiating the contract, so I can't say exactly. But the proposal right now that we're working with is $171,700 for 80 hours of patrol time per week. And then 911 calls for all the other hours of the day when they're not here on patrol. I mean, obviously, if the officer is on patrol here and during some of his 80 hours, 40 hours, then if a 911 call, he will respond to that. But if no one is assigned to us, they will send a car immediately for a 911 response 24/7. Okay. In that, we're negotiating out on a per hourly basis for the calls used, and the proposed cost is $45 per hour right now.
And I know this is knowledge that may not be that you may not be privy to, but are they going to need to hire more folks to handle this?
I believe that they are.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty cool deal. It seems like they've got a pretty good police force. The community borders. They came in with the low bid. It seems like it's a win-win-win for everyone involved.
I really, truly hope so. I hope it's a win-win for them because they can add a little some staff to increase their overall coverage, you know, during the 24/7 times, and we will get coverage that, you know, we're asking for. And approximately, the sheriff was able in the past was giving us about 50 hours a week of coverage, and we've increased that to, you know, by up to 80 hours a week. So it's a nice increase for the township residents, and we're staying within our budget.
Mickey Martin is the township supervisor for Williamstown. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Mickey, have you heard from any other of those 12 communities on what their feelings are and what they're anticipating come January 1 when the police patrols from the county stop?
I have heard from some. They are a lot of them are working to set up neighborhood watches. Some of them are also looking at taking some money out of their general fund to possibly contract with someone. They're looking around at making smaller authorities, maybe with, you know, just two or three, or, you know, not the whole 13 anymore. They are concerned, and they're trying to, not all, but many of them are trying to work out some kind of an arrangement somewhere where their residents will feel safe and have some coverage.
You know, it was interesting that the vote failed in so many of those other areas because it seemed like if you would have gotten all or most of those communities to become involved, it would have gave you a bigger bang for your buck.
It is. It's interesting. And actually, you know, for us, we're getting the ultimate proposal before was to get one officer in the four townships, Williamstown, Leroy, Locke, and Wheatfield, 24/7. And we would, you know, have shared an officer in the four. Now we're going to get, hopefully, if the contract goes through, 80 hours of coverage from, you know, just for this township, which is a big, big increase. And still retain the 24/7, but it would have been a nice bang for our buck for everyone to, if when there's an emergency, there would have been a lot of people available.
Well, Mickey, once this contract has been agreed upon, once everything's on paper and you say yay and they say yay, what's the process after that?
Well, the process will just be the chief is getting ready to roll. He's looking at hiring new people, already interviewing. He's been meeting with us over the phone or personally every other day. And we'll get right at January 1st making a proposal. Excuse my cough. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Mickey. I just have one more question
sure.
for you. I know you're not feeling well. Thanks so much for coming on. We've been talking about medical marijuana and the facilities where those businesses are located and how they operate. Lansing, East Lansing, they are trying to find a way to appease the folks involved in those businesses because of the law, but also to try and address the concerns of their citizens. And I was wondering how your township was dealing with it. I know it was a township for you. Is that medical marijuana facility, Greenleaf, still open in the township?
It is. It is. This Greenleaf is not open under the same Reverend Daggett, but it is open.
Okay.
And we have passed a moratorium for the no others can open until we pass an ordinance to, you know, regulate where and how we want the medical marijuana facilities to operate.
And you're in process of doing that now?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
When do you hope to have that complete?
We hope to have that complete I'm hoping before, you know, the late spring, next spring.
Right. Wayne Daggett is the person who opened and operated that facility, and he is having some legal challenges. Are you at liberty to say who's running that business now?
I am not.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, Mickey. We hope you get better.
I will.
Get some rest, and we'll talk with you soon.
Great. Thanks, Tony.